Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好 ，Welcome back to the show。我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Spencer。
那前两天呢，有一个朋友他在Open Language 的微信公众号后台，还有我们的官方微博，还有我的私人微博，都问了同样一个问题，说
什么问题呢？
在中国有一些真人秀综艺节目很红，比如说像跑男啊，
跑男，
什么奔跑吧兄弟啊，然后爸爸去哪儿啊，他说好像这个模式，他不知道在美国有没有是不是也是这样的真人秀？
所以真人秀和综艺节目 ，so we're talking about reality shows and like variety shows。
对，就不一样的，可能不一样，什么样的节目在美国会红
？Well，
然后我就想说 ，You really want to know about this？ 一个人给我们发了那么多的问题，但我想就是看这种综艺节目 ，it also tells you something pretty。significant about that society, about the people, right? 所以也是一个好的话题，我们今天就来说一下。那先美国什么样的真人秀红呢？我们先给大家听一段好不好？
好好，我们听听吧。
好。
When you are photographed all the time, it's natural to have insecurities or want to change certain things about yourself.
My God, what are you doing, you guys?
You look so pretty today.
What about me?
My turn.
You look amazing. Did you darken your hair?
No. She pulled it back and I hate
that picture. No, it was just that picture.
I know, everyone thought my hair was darker.
Yeah, we were talking about it today.
What are you guys doing?
I'm going to get my whole butt, the stretch mark and the cellulite laser that we're doing on my butt.
I know, I don't really have anything to do.
Stop.
No, because I got a tan, so I can't really do much.
So you're just here to enjoy the ride?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you. Good.
So are we ready for this?
Yeah.
OK， 我们刚刚听到的就一堆女的在那里，好像就是讲这种婆婆妈妈八卦呀什么的。
哎呦 ，It's always 八卦。
很三八的事情，这个，就其实是代表了美国非常红的一大类的 reality show 啊。然后我们刚刚听到的呢，就是。Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. Yeah, the Kardashian family.
Family.
Yeah, they're pretty famous in the States. Actually, I say really famous, actually.
他们是美国最红的一个真人秀的家庭。
Yeah.
卡戴珊家族就是大家都知道他的这个臀部很大的 Kim Kardashian.
Big butt, yeah. She's, I think that's why Kanye loves her so much.
对，然后你看他的爸爸前段时间又变性变成一个女的
yeah
然后就反正就这个家族然后妹妹又是模特什么
some people wondered if that was a publicity stunt but
你说就是
that's a pretty big publicity stunt
作秀是吧 publicity
yeah 差不多
所以我觉得在美国呢我们今天要说一下就是 I think in the States the reality shows of course there are you know similar commonshows and formats that are popular over there、as well as in China、有一些 show 比如说像 The Voice
yeah so like the yeah the 唱歌的那种、like,
它是全世界一个 franchise 嘛
yeah
就是都有这样的模式
yeah I think even 泰国有 The Voice 对吧
对对对
I think so many countries have that show、actually.
它就像一个特许经营一样是一个 franchise、美国的 The Voice 也很红对不对然后有一些像那种什么 The Amazing Race
yeah The Amazing Race yeah yeah
这个在美国也做了好久以前 Survivor 都是一些就是到野外去啊、
yeah, Survivor was huge that's one of the early gen run shows、
这个、
one of the early reality shows
对我觉得是中美可能比较像的然后包括现在 Bear Grylls 贝爷、对吧就是野外生存他很厉害的、
yeah.
然后在中国带明星什么什么他在美国也很红在英国也很红、但是呢我觉得那美国还是有一些很不一样的自己
比如说
真人秀的一些特色啊我们等一下会分享那要看今天节目文本呢大家只要关注 Open Language 的微信公众号就可以了就是我觉得你们不太一样的是你们的很多 reality show 都是They're just morally not very good. 就三观比较不正。
I mean, that's how you get that, you know, 很高的收视率，对吧
？Rating.
Yeah, you want to get those high ratings, so you You know, sometimes in America, people think even bad attention is good attention.
对对，就还有一句话说 ，No publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. If people are paying attention to you, then
别人不看你才是坏事儿，对吧？
Yeah.
所以就像我们刚我刚说三观不正，这个我觉得英文也很难翻译。但是我说的就是 morally
corrupt, maybe
morally corrupt、yeah. 或者 morally dubious.
Yeah,
moral 就是价值价值观的意思、对吧。Morally corrupt 就是价值败坏，道德败坏。Morally dubious, dubious 就是有让人有点哎，还可以商榷的地方。
Yeah, it's like I don't know if that's right or not. I got to think about that.
对，因为美国的真人秀你会看到很大的一个 category， 一个这个类型，就是像刚刚那个 Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
就是
I haven't kept up with them lately, to be honest. But go ahead, Jenny. Let's hear it.
就是 prey, prey on people's private lives、然后都是去拍一个什么 family 一个家庭、然后呢就是拍这个家庭之间的可能是什么婆媳妯娌的这种乱七八糟事情或者前几年有一个很红的一个show叫什么 Real Housewives、然后他们就拍了什么 Real Housewives of
Atlanta,
New Jersey, of Atlanta, of 什么 Orange County, 然后就拍这些就是什么有钱的太太们然后他们互相勾心斗角而且就是说 catfight
jockeying for power
jockeying for power
yeah, vying for power yeah,
但是我觉得还不只是 for power 他们也没什么 power 我觉得他们都是这种很 petty
But what I mean, they want to be the head housewife or something, you know. They,
对， you know. 就是，然后还有一种秀，就是说，什么去拍一家人，什么有十几个小孩的，前两年不是
？Oh God! Oh yeah, what was
有一个什么 John K plus eight。这一对夫妻有八个小孩 然后又乱七八糟的事情、然后居然还有那种秀是拍一家人他们就是什么都 hoarders、right 就 they never throw stuff away
什么
就他们都囤东西囤积东西家里囤物狂就东西放乱七八糟然后就说他们这一家人也是 all messed up 就是乱七八糟的、所以我觉得美国
I like the horror show actually I thought that was quite interesting
我觉得我们不可想象这种有什么好拍的但是美国你看很多的 not on the big major network 不是他们什么四大 CBS 啊什么 ABC 上会有的但是这种 cable 上面就有很多
one of the longest running genre show is those prison shows have you seen those
没有监狱的
you've never seen that
no.
they go into prisons and they have oh wow you've never seen thatI'm actually shocked.
I'm glad I never...
Well, I had...
这么三观不正的秀我才要
Well, yeah, no,
so
they...
So what is it about?
I mean, they go into real prisons, like maximum security prisons all around the U.S., and they film all these different inmates, what happens in the prison, how guards deal with prisoners, you know, just... 你说勾心斗角 you need to see these prisoners, you know, fighting for power in the prison. It's...Oh, wow.
Is that legal?
Yeah,
在美国你可以去一个这种你刚刚说高等级
yeah, 他们十几多年已经在拍摄这个
到监狱然后去拍真的监狱里面
yeah,
犯人和狱警的互动
yeah, 杀手还有 everything, you know, 各种各类的坏人都有、
Do you remember the name of the show?
It's called...
叫 Prison Break 吗? 狱狱
不是
监狱里的甄嬛传Okay, it will come back to Spencer.
Yeah.
好了，他再想想，他想到的话，我们会放在。
I can't believe I forget the name.
今天微信推送的字幕里面，所以你看，就是都是一些我们说的很 trashy， 就是很垃圾，然后你觉得是比较。就是揭露一些人类丑陋面的真人秀，真的就我记得。前两年还做过这样一期潘吉杰尼就是我当时的主持人 Jason 然后他说 Everyone likes to watch a shipwreck、
oh, yeah,
Shipwreck
yeah.
就是或者你们说 white trash
I mean people just want to watch these problems And I remember the name of the lockup It's called lockup
监狱的这个 OK、
yeah.
对就是你看都是去拍他就算拍有钱人也是拍他们很心里的阴暗面、对吧拍这种我们说 shipwreck 就是像整个就生活都就是一片
well, people like drama
对，然后又很戏剧性，
对，戏剧性，
然后好像你看了以后就一个很 exciting， 就像我们看宫斗戏，另外一个 it makes you feel better about your own life.
Thank God I'm not in prison.
对、
yeah.
就很多人会这样想是吧。
Thank God I don't have 8 kids.
对，然后还有一个美国很红的节目叫什么 Bounty Hunter、就是一个人
what, dog the bounty hunter?
Dog the 我第一次到美国我看
我觉得他很土
对啊，他就是一个美国有一种这种职业嘛，叫 bounty hunter， 就是他们是政府雇他们。
He's gonna take the law into his own hands。
对，他们就是去抓这种什么、逃犯啊，
yeah.
或者一个人什么 mortgage， 房贷付不出逃掉，他就去抓他们，对吧？然后就讲他的这种。
Oh yeah, because someone who didn't pay their mortgage， 他们 really you know 威胁社会。
Anyway， 所以就是我觉得美国的 reality show 你看了以后就觉得真的很 over the top， 有很多很极端，
yeah.
但是它也不是真的，它都是 scripted， 他们都有一个稿子，对吧
？Yeah， 应该有吧。Except for cops， cops is the oldest reality show in America。
讲警察那都是真的，警察出去抓的。
Yes,、yeah, so、they just follow cops around and here I am talking about cops in prison today. I'm sorry, Jenny.
美国的社会就是这样，所以我有一个。那 Spencer， 美国有没有像我们比如爸爸去哪儿这样很温馨的明星，男明星带着小孩或者什么奔跑吧兄弟这种大明星 A-listers 然后去完成任务？
Maybe on like the family channel, I don't know. I mean, there's been all kinds of shows that did involve movies or like famous people. For example, The Biggest Loser, they had like celebrity Biggest Loser.
对对对，但我觉得美国的明星去 reality show, they're all washed up. 就是已经过气的对吧 washed up
Yeah,
就现在在线上的 A-listers
yeah,
就一线的根本不会去这种 reality shows、
mm. Yeah, pretty much, yeah, they got better things to do. They got more money to make doing something else.
而且我觉得 reality show 在美国就是 It kind of has a bad rep 就是它的名声不是很好，就我们刚刚跟大家形容这么多秀，你也可以想象就是大家对 reality show 的这个概念、
mm.
就觉得是
对你要看是什么样的 you know 真人秀 because I mean it's obvious you know the public likes reality shows and
对
they watch them
就是有一个 love and hate relationships、
yeah.
很多人都在笑嘲笑 reality show stars but they can't get enough、mm. of them、
yeah.
但是还是挺不住要看、
true.
对吧好那我们接下来再说说三观比较正的一些 reality show 好吧、
嗯、好
哦，你刚刚说了一个 biggest loser、
yeah.
因为 obesity 肥胖是美国很大的一个问题
yeah 而且在中国是 you know it's a you know 越来越大的问题
对、
so, I mean,
是中国好像也做过这种减肥真人秀
oh really 我从来没看过
但它不是好像特别收视率高或者特别主流、
oh.
但美国这个 biggest loser 是在一个 major network 是 NBC 还是什 么, 什么
I think it was NBC
然后也做了很多季了对吧然后他就是、
yeah.
我觉得还是三观比较正的、
mm.
所以你就看在 if it's on one of the big public networks、
mm-hmm.
ABC, NBC, CBS 什么的这种放的真人秀呢他通常就会还是 they tone it down a bit
yeah it's not usually so trashy unless it's on Fox then
就不是那么低级不是那么 trashy 但是如果他在一个 cable像什么 Bravo、TLC 然后那出来真的就是很多你
Yeah, all bets are off when you're on those stations
All bets are off
Yeah, it's like you never know what's going to 发生 You never know what's going to happen
好就是很疯狂的对吧好那今天节目最后我们来讲讲我觉得美国一些就是还有一个很大的 category 很红的就是 cooking reality show、
oh, yeah.
food reality show
as if Americans didn't eat enough already
我承认一下我自己也特别爱看但是也要看类型因为有一些美食的这种真人秀它也拍得很 trashy 就是很低级
you know really the 影响力 the influence of these cooking shows is enormous you know how many people I've known that because they started watching Food Network started going to culinary school
他们真的去 culinary school
yeah, yeah,
真的 culinary school 就是那个
做厨师的那个
厨师学院很正经的去学
yeah I mean it's fine but serious it's there's been like this huge foodie you know 吃货的那个 craze
中国也是啊就美
食文化的兴起吃货热可以说 you know,
对对对 gourmet、so like、culture
yeah so it's like a foodie craze and it's really like a, you know impacted a lot of people
对我觉得我很推荐的一个是Top Chef、
mm-hmm.
我觉得 Top Chef 他也拍了现在好几季了吧然后他每一季因为 they all have serious chefs compete.
Yeah.
然后呢，它里面也会有一点点他们中间好像谁和谁哪个就 they don't get along， 然后关系不太好，怎么怎么样。但是 it always goes back to the food， 最后还是就是都是他们、
yeah.
it's about their craft， 就是他们煮菜的能力啊什么。
Yeah.
然后但他们烧的菜你在家都烧不出来，因为真的都是 you need to sous vide this， 就是要一个什么 sous vide 的。
You call that a souffle？
然后对，就是特别难的什么you make have to make your own dashi 什么什么的。但我觉得还是一个高品质的节目啦。然后里面真的都是很好的厨师。那另外当然。那前几年 Iron Chef 也很红、
嗯、
对吧、
嗯、对，
但 Iron Chef 里面更难了，但 Hell's Kitchen 我觉得就是比较 trashy、
哦、是吗？
对， Gordon Ramsay 英国的一个名厨、
yeah.
但他那个 Hell's Kitchen 地狱厨房就每一集第一他做的菜我看了大概五六季都没有换过，就什么 Beef Wellington Risotto、
嗯、
Scallop 从来没有换过一个菜、嗯、然后他每一季就是在那里骂大吼大吼。
他就是骂人的。 yeah, he's a big a-hole. He's not a nice guy. At least on the show anyway.
Over the top dramatized.
Yeah.
Right. 好，那我们今天节目就说到这儿啊。当然关于这个话题你有什么喜欢看的美国 reality show 或者关于美国的这个文化啊、
嗯、
生态你还想了解什么呢，都欢迎在今天我们节目微信公众号推送下面留言的那个板块来告诉我们、
嗯、告诉我们。
对，那当然除了我们很轻松的潘吉杰尼告诉你呢，我们的付费课程有轻松的东西，但更多的是就是特别实用的全英语的场景对话，还分级别，而且我们也每周更新新课。我想你都能找到很适合自己需求和喜欢的课程。在我们微信里面呢，现在也有一个就是全网最低价啦，买起来也是最方便，一年两年的课程都有特惠，所以请大家关注一下。今天的节目就到这儿， We'll see you next time， 再见。